John Paul Flame joins us on. No, I'm kidding, of course.
You stupid.
JP from JabersRink.com. John Press is on the AT&T hotline presented by LG. Hey, JP, I was just talking with Neil Greenberg, and he wanted me to ask you, are you familiar with the history between Halak and the Capitals?
Oh, there's history there? I hadn't heard about that. I'll have to brush up with it when we get off of it.
What do you think about the pickup?
He doesn't like it.
I know.
You know what? I think that Yaroslav Halak is quite clearly an upgrade over Michael Neubert as in that second goalie spot, and I guess Halak will be probably the first goalie before too long here. I don't think it addressed the team's biggest need, which is on the blue line, but I do think that the team's better today than they were yesterday, so there's certainly that.
Everybody keeps talking about getting a guy that can protect the blue line, and I just it keeps coming up that there's no one out there to bring in for that position. Is it a matter of that's the reason why you go a different direction, or did you feel like there was somebody out there that they could have went and got?
You know, you can only make the trades that are out there and go after the players that are available. And if you look at the past couple of days leading up to the deadline, the number of quality defensemen that actually moved was really small. I mean, I didn't see a single top pair defenseman go, and only a couple guys who could even, you know, fill in a second pair, maybe two or three guys that could fill in there. You know, certainly there were guys that moved that would be upgrades to the Caps blue line, but not significant guys, not guys that would have you know, been the difference maker. So they took what's out there. You know, you gotta like the Dustin Penner deal that they made yesterday. You gotta like them getting out from under Martin Erat's contract, and then the trade today. You know, they did what they could, I guess, with what was available to them.
Mm-hmm. How much better between this and the Dustin Penner deal and then having the distraction, I guess, of Martin Erat away, how much better does this make this team, JP?
I don't know. I mean, goal scoring wasn't the problem prior to yesterday. You know, yeah. They've been scoring goals. They've been scoring about four goals a game for the past dozen or so games. And goaltending, in my opinion, wasn't really the problem either. I mean, Braden Holtby, the numbers aren't pretty, but you know, I think you can trace a lot of that to the defense in front of them, and not one bit of that has changed. I mean, I guess they get Jack Hillen back healthy now, and Dmitry Orlov's going to sit for two games for that hit on Sunday afternoon. So I think that the big problem still exists and wasn't addressed, and we'll see if they can, despite that big problem, we'll see if they can make a push and get to the playoffs.
JP, by those things in your mind not being addressed, if you had the opportunity to ask George McPhee a question about the latest moves, what would it be?
Oh, man. I mean, I guess the question I would ask is, you know, you could see that this blue line is going to be thin as early as the trade deadline last year, really, and certainly into last offseason. I guess I'd ask why he was comfortable going into this season with the blue line he had, why he's been comfortable since September, October with that same exact blue line, seeing what they've been able to do and how he's been unable to address the position.
Mm. You can check out JabersRink.com, and it's at JabersRink on Twitter. John Price is with us on the AT&T hotline presented by LG. If this doesn't work, look, a lot of people make the playoffs in the NHL, but let's say they don't, or, you know, more the same first round exodus. Is this the year where we start seeing some stiff ramifications?
It's hard to say. You would think so, but then, you know, you only have to look as far as the Washington Wizards and, you know, how long Ernie Grunfeld's been there to kind of doubt or question how serious maybe George McPhee's job security, you know, questions about that might be. So, you know, I really don't have any insight to that. I mean, there's got to be some accountability at some point along the way for a team that is more or less regressed over, you know, consecutive years for a few now. But as to whether real change in the front office or elsewhere would be made, you know, it's so hard to say.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you a question I'm sure gets asked a lot, you know, unofficially. If he's not fired – Let's say they miss the playoffs and he's not fired. There's a lot of that is said about what Ted Leonsis' true motivations are in this burg. And clearly he is more liked than a Dan Snyder, but nobody questions Dan Snyder's desire to win. He's just a boob, he can't get out of his own way, blah, blah, blah. And with Leonsis, because he's likable and because everyone likes him, you don't question him as much. But you mentioned Ernie, and yeah, the Wizards look good this year, but there's been enough there to make a change, clearly, over the years. If they miss the playoffs this year after all these moves, after the disaster that was the Martin Erat move, how much questioning is there going to be of, well, is it winning that this team actually wants, or the fact that the building is full and they're selling a bunch of jerseys and they're making a nice profit and they have some marketable players, is that all that's enough for these savvy businessmen?
Yeah, I don't quite get that argument. I mean, obviously I see it all the time that they're just happy to get in. But, you know, if they're concerned with their brand and filling the building and selling tickets and all that, you sell a hell of a lot more tickets and build a hell of a stronger brand if you actually win along the way. So I think that they certainly the goal here is to win. I think maybe they just don't have the right way of going about getting to that goal, and I think that maybe they need a little bit more self-reflection, a little more introspection about where they are and where they're going. But I certainly don't think anyone in this town and that for that team that works for that team is satisfied with just getting in.
All right, my last question would obviously be: when you look at this team, what do you think? Is the window staying still? Is the window going down for a bigger window? Is it closing? And if it's closing, how quickly is it closing, sir?
You know, you thought the window was closing a couple of years ago, and it's kind of been propped a little bit open last year, and now it's closing again. You know, who knows? It's a league where teams can go up and down fairly quickly if they get the right people in the right spots, both, you know, in suits and on the ice. So I don't think that the window's closing. They've got presumably a franchise type goalie in Braden Holtby. They've got a guy like John Carlson and a few other nice pieces like Evgeny Kuznetsov and Burakovsky coming along before too long. So I think that the window can always be open, even if it looks like it's shutting. But, you know, at the same time, it can shut pretty quick when it looks like it's going to be open forever. And, I think you saw that with this team after sort of coincidentally after they faced Halak and the Canadiens in the playoffs a few years back. You know, it seemed like it was only a matter of time back then before they would get somewhere, and it just didn't happen. So in terms of windows, I think they open and close, and people like to see what they want to see in them.
Who is Holtby still the number one? I mean, I guess we'd have to assume that until told differently.
I don't think so. I think that they brought Halak in to do a job. I think they're trying to maybe catch lightning in a bottle like they did with Cristobal Oue back in 2008. You know, he had that tremendous run that got him to the playoffs that year. And I think they're hoping for something similar from Halak. I don't think you make this move necessarily if you have complete faith, short-term faith in Braden Holtby and think he's good enough to get you where you want to go.
Very interesting. It's japersring.com at japersring. JP, thank you, buddy.
My pleasure.
Yep. All right.
I believe 5:05 we pushed, George McPhee has pushed the interview. 5:05 we will have him on. So stay tuned for that. George McPhee, general manager of the Capitals, 5:05 here on The Fan.